While Southeast has 6 legislative districts, only 3 are in contention this year.
I think that's because people talk to each other a lot more in our communities in Southeast.
Beth Kurtula is a former Juneau representative.
Candidates will talk to each other, and, you know, a lot of times people will support each other instead of fighting with each other or running against each other.
Kurtula's old seat is one of the quiet races this year. The only candidate is the incumbent, Democrat Sam Keto III, who was appointed to the job after she stepped down. Another quiet race is the Senate seat for Central and Southern Southeast. Incumbent Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, is unopposed. There are a number of reasons for the small number of challengers. Former Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson says some would-be primary candidates can't make the commitment.
You campaign hard for 3 months in the primary, and then as soon as the primary is over, then you're campaigning hard again for the general. So it's 6 months of intense work.
Wilson didn't seek re-election 2 years ago. Voters chose Ketchikan's Dan Ortez, an independent, to fill the seat. He isn't on the primary ballot because he's not a member of any party. Ketchikan's Bob Sievertson is on the district's Republican ballot with no in-party opposition. He, Ortez, and Constitution Party member Kenneth Shaw will face off in the November 8th general election. Former legislator Kurtula says in her experience, a quiet primary doesn't stop campaigning.
I know the candidates right now who don't have primaries are still out going door to door because it gives you maybe an opportunity to have a little more in-depth and less stressful conversation with people. And that's just hugely beneficial for everyone.
2 Southeast House races are more traditional, with an incumbent challenged by a member of the opposing party. In Sitka, Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins is being challenged by Republican Sheila Finkenbinder. The district also includes Petersburg, Hoona, Pelican, Angoon, and Cake. And in Juneau, incumbent Mendenhall Valley Republican Representative Kathy Munoz faces Democrat Justin Parrish. That's 5 of Southeast's legislative districts. The 6th is held by Juneau Senator Dennis Egan, a Democrat in the middle of a 4-year term. Former lawmaker Wilson says despite the lack of contests, people should still go to the polls.
I tell everybody, it's so important to vote. It's such a privilege to vote. A lot of people say, oh, my vote doesn't count anyway, but our votes do count.
There is some action on this year's primary ballot. Both the U.S. House and Senate races have inter-party contests. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.